弟兄姐妹，各位来宾朋友，大家平安。感谢主恩典，今天可以再一次奉主的名在这里跟大家一起来交通分享。今天要来分享的题目呢，就是欢喜看福音。感谢主，我们刚刚从诗歌当中可以感受到这种传福音的喜乐啊，我想这是神的灵带给我们很大的安慰，也给我们很大的鼓励我们要尝试的，要勇敢的来跟别人来分享福音。那在分享今天的信息内容之前呢，我们要来看一个短短的一个片子啊，我们请播放。
Device approved by the U.S. Coast Guard, and it's the color isn't so hot, but hey, it was cheap, you know. So, here's some other wonderful things. This is you got somebody drowning out there, you can throw them a rope, you know. You just say, here you go, and then you zoom the boat, and you ought to see them. They're holding on to this thing. That's really fun. This is another little cheap thing that say you don't know the quality of the person you're trying to save. You know, if you lose this puppy, it's no big deal. But this.Designer swimwear, some of the person who's drowning but still cares how they look. You know, this is a terrific little number, but you don't want to lose this puppy, they're very expensive. Then, this, I never understood really what these were. You could throw them at people and they can get hurt real bad. That's about all I know, but it looks good in a boat. Anyhow, almost forgot, this is the best thing of all. I just got this new, this is what you call a reach pole.Alright, so somebody's out in the water having trouble, you can reach this out to the water for them and pull them right into safety. It's terrific. You can get them different lengths. This one is a long one. And you want to reach it far out into the water, you know, and a person can grab it and you pull them to safety and it makes you feel good. You can sleep at night, you know. But I love my boat. I love my flotation devices.
So you're a swimmer.
Yeah, I'm a swimmer. I guess you could say that. I've been a swimmer since I was a kid.I grew up in a swimming home, and most of my friends were swimmers. I did have a few non-swimmer friends, that's true, but they weren't my close friends. You know, when I got right down to it, I didn't have that much in common with non-swimmers. They were nice, for the most part, nice people. I didn't treat them bad. I cared about them, you know what I mean? But swimming was a fairly important part of my life, so we just didn't have that much in common.You know, we didn't spend that much time together.
Do you have any non-swimmer friends now?
No, I have to say all my friends now are swimmers.
But why don't you have any non-swimmer friends?
If I look at it this way, we only have so much time in this life. So why waste time with people you don't care about?
You don't care about non-swimmers?
Hey, they're gonna drown. I mean, let's be honest about this. Sooner or later, non-swimmers are gonna drown. You know the expression sink or swim?They're sinkers!
Couldn't you tell them they need to learn to swim?
No, I don't think so. No. See, swimming is a very personal thing. You just don't go rapping on somebody's door and say, hey, if you don't accept swimming into your life, you're going to drown and die. No, it's up to them how they want to deal with water. Anyhow, why would they listen to me? I can just see it. I spend the whole day knocking on doors saying, hey, you need swimming, or hey, how'd you like to come with us to swimming some week? You know, they'll probably just laugh at me.
You really think so?
You bet your water wings they would.
Couldn't you just teach them how to swim?
Oh yeah, just like that. Wouldn't it be nice, Sam? It's just that easy. Somebody says, hey, I want to be a swimmer. Bingo, instant flotation. Huh?Well, it ain't that easy. I mean, you got to teach them flotation. You got to teach them breathing and kicking and the crawling stuff, you know. And I'm no teacher, no expert, you know. Anyhow, what difference am I going to make? One person? Come on. I take time away from my job, my family, my swimmer friends, my busy schedule, just to tell a bunch of people who are probably going to drown anyway that they need to become swimmers?
You could at least tell them they're going to drown.
Oh, they already know that.
They do?
Absolutely.
Then why don't they become swimmers?
Because they're stupid.
Oh, come on.
No, listen, I thought a lot about this. I've got to figure it out. And I have no sympathy for someone who doesn't learn to swim. If they don't want to swim, then let them eat wake.
How often do you swim?
Huh?
How often do you actually go swimming?
Oh, I don't know exactly. It varies.
3 times a week? Twice a week? Once a week? Once a month? Once every 2 months? Once a year?
To tell you the truth, Faye, I can't remember the last time I went swimming.
But you call yourself a swimmer.
You bet your butterfly I do.
But you never swim.
I don't need to swim, and I've done enough swimming in my life to last an eternity. But see, now that's another reason I don't want to push this thing. I don't want to look like one of those wetter-than-thou guys telling a bunch of non-swimmers to get in the swimmer things. I'm probably all rusty.
But you like swimming, don't you?
I love swimming. It's great. I tell you, I used to be afraid of getting wet.
No.
It really scared me to death. And I'm sure it would have ended up drowning someday. But one day, I learned to swim. And I wasn't afraid anymore. You know, I might still fall into the water, get wet now and then. But hey, that's life. The difference is, now I know what to do. And the fear is gone.
Was it fun to be afraid?
Fun? Are you kidding? It was a miserable feeling. I was a miserable kid. Swimming saved my life.
Why don't you look behind you?
What?
You realize there's people drowning behind you. Take a look.
I'd rather not.
But they can't swim. Look at them.
No. Let me tell you. Did I show you the orange thing I got?
Yes, you did. Look at them.
Oh, boy, I didn't realize how late it was.
Hey, they're drowning. Look at them.
No! No!
我们刚刚看了这个片子啊，其实有很多值得我们来联想的哈。我要转换一下画面。今天就要来分享这个欢喜传福音啊。那么我想我们信主不论我们信主了多久我们从第一次接触福音到现在，其实我们心里面呢是很喜欢也很想跟别人来分享福音。那不晓得我们有没有刚刚这个影片当中我们有什么样的情境跟这个可以来做一些来联想啊。那我想也许我们不知不觉里面我们是在一艘船上而我们很努力的去认识这些救生的一些器具这些材质啦怎么制作啦，它的功能啊，我们很花很多的时间去研究它我们想要去了解它但是我们很少把它拿出来使用虽然我们心里知道那个是有什么功用，但是我们一直都还没有去用它，但是我们拥有了各式各样的救生的这些器具那再来我那个片中的主角里面有很多的情绪，是不是也是我们有这样一方的想法我们去传福音，我们带着什么样的态度不管过去我们的经验如何但是我们在求主在今天求圣灵来光照我们，让我们来重新来想一想，传福音究竟是怎么样的一件事情这是一件不容易的呢，还是或者它是一个很自然，其实它是一个很简单而且很容易的事那我们今天就是要来分享那当然人的分享是很有限的我们要祷告求圣灵来光照来引导我们传福音我们面临的挑战那刚刚影片中我们看过了那另外一个主题我们想说我们在福音传福音这个上面呢，我们究竟是一个导览员呢，还是我们是一个见证人我们常常很容易成为一个导览的人员，我们认为我们所传的福音是我们在介绍一个内容， 我们在介绍那些救生圈，我们在介绍这个材质，我们在介绍这怎么制作的过程，我们在介绍它的功能如何，我们在介绍它有许许多多样各样的丰富的东西，我们太了解太熟悉了，我们是一个非常称职的导览员。但是我们可能忽略了，其实我们神要我们是，我们是见证者，我们是要见证这些到底有多好用，因为我们用过嘛，我们要见证说，哎呀，这个怎么样在曾经拯救人，我们将被拯救的，这个跟这些器具跟我们有什么关系？我们所学到的这些跟我们有什么样实质的关系？以至于我们成为这个好产品、好内容的分享者，而不是一个好像站在一个画面前面，或者是这个历史博物馆，或者是这个植物园的导览员啊，我们只是来引荐别人说来介绍这个那个，但是跟我们却没有一个生命上直接的关系。如果是这样，就是很可惜了，因为这样的话，我们就是光有知识，圣经所说的，我们知识很丰盛，但是我们的生命呢，却是很微弱的。为什么呢？这个少了些什么呢？好像我们对圣经很熟，我们都会背圣经，我们都这么熟悉这些字句，但是为什么少了一个传福音的动能呢？哎，有一这么一句说啊，有一个传道人啊，他在家里呢养了一只鹦鹉啊，这鹦鹉我们晓得鹦鹉有个特质了，鹦鹉就是什么呢？哎，你在家里说什么哈，他就会学啊，他喜欢学，你教他说什么，他就学什么。这位传道人呢，哎呀，这个每天早上一早起来，一定呢是在客厅里头，哎，在阳台的地方，哎呀，好舒适啊，他在那里呢背圣经，哦，他要固定把一段的经文啊，他可能用箴言，可能用某一个书卷。成为他的灵修的内容，他反复的背诵经文，久而久之呢，哎呀，这只鹦鹉了，哎，他也呢耳熟能详的，他也会背了，因为什么，天天听的嘛。所以呢，弟兄姐妹到这个传道人家里家庭聚会的时候，就偶然听到这个鹦鹉开始背起圣经来，哎呀，不得了，感谢赞美主，多兴奋啊！哎呀，传道人家连鹦鹉都会背圣经，太属灵了，太属灵了，连这个鹦鹉都会背圣经啊！哎呀，大家太高兴了，回到教会之后，大家都传开了，哎呀，我们的传道人不得了了，不只是我们的传道人这个对圣经熟悉，连他家的鹦鹉对经文都那么的熟悉，这样大家很高兴是吧？大家都很热烈的讨论。哎呀，那个当然传道人就会听到很多赞美的话，但是呢，传道人心里就有了反省，心里就越听就越沉，越沉越沉。为什么呢？因为他知道这个鹦鹉呢，他是听什么背什么，他对里面的东西不知道，不了解，他跟这个经文的意义没有任何关联。他说，如果他这个传道人也只是一个背圣经给弟兄姐妹听的，就像他家的鹦鹉一样的话，那他就得罪神了。所以从这件事情，这传道人就有一个反省，哎，我们对神的话，神到底要我们的心意是什么？究竟神要装备主的话语，目的是什么？装备是个过程，但是神的心意，那才是一个真正神要得到满足的地方了。好，所以呢，我们要有这样的一个动能，是吧？哎，我们在生活中，我们有没有尝试想要去跟别人分享？其实是有的。我想大部分很多人都有一些传福音的一些挫折啊，有些挫折。前不久呢，我自己有一个这样一个经历啊，我的车子呢，到了一个保养厂，那在那边保养，那我在等前面那一台，那后来呢，又有一部车来等那个保养，啊，他就排在我后面了，那么我就在那里等啊，再看看一些杂志啊，哎，这位先生。他大概高我几岁，他就主动走过来啦，来过来就开始跟我聊天了。哎呀，今天的天气不错啊，好，今天不是那么热啊，有点风啊，一开始就聊起来。他一开口，我心里就第一个就反应，你想你会有什么反应？我第一个想说，他是直销的吗？我立刻反应，哎，这个人会从事直销吗？哎，我真的就很自然就这样就反应出来了。哎，他真的开始聊了，他不管你了。哎呀，今天天气怎么样啊？好，那就扯了，坐在旁边。哎，你的车子怎么样啊？我的车怎么样？你开得顺利吗？我的车怎么样？再想，他就问：哎，你贵姓啊？哎，我姓梁。哎呀，他姓吴。哎，他说：哎呀，你姓梁？我告诉你啊，我有好多姓梁的朋友，我都来了嘛，他们私下都是这样，是吧？开始拉扯嘛，一定要拉到一些关系嘛。哎呀，我心里想：好，我心里有预备了，我就看这个，我带着什么样的？哎，应该要。 不能够老是像以前啊，这个处于劣势啊，都是被人家这个直销的啪啪啪，我们就晓得这个他一定接下来要讲很多他的产品了，啊。然后他就讲，哎，他就认识的，那我很多新娘的朋友啊，那个名片就拿出来了。我说是吗？下一个动作就来了，他名片就掏出来，一看啊，卖灵芝的，果然嘛就是直销的，啊，好，哎，拿到他名片呢，我就立刻，哎，我也要掏我的名片呐、啊，我说主管，我也要掏我的名片，然后我就把名片递给他了，哎，你看我确实是新娘没错，哎，你姓吴也没错，好，那开始他一看，感谢主啊。他一看，哎，你怎么是教会的？我说是啊，我信主的，我是基督徒啊。他说啊，我也是信主的，感谢主啊。没有听灵芝的内容，就开始来分享。他也是基督徒，我也是基督徒，开始来分享一些信仰的内容。哎呦，感谢主哎，我以前不太愿意很主动的把自己的名片拿出来。其实在一开始，我也感觉他可能是这个直销员的时候，我心里。也有这样的想法，哎呀，我说主啊，什么时候这个话题可以赶快打住啊，可以结束啊，要不然一定是滔滔讲不完的。但是呢，当我们勇于把自己的身份表达出来的时候，勇于准备，我也要准备，我要分享我是基督徒的时候，其实神就为我们开道路。哎呀，我很佩服。后来真的结果是什么呢？结果原来啊，他是我远方的亲戚。哎呀，这个我后来想的更扎心了、啊。他是我们那个村子里姓梁的村子里面一个我完全没见过的长辈的姑姑，早就迁移我们村子了。后来他的女婿，啊，但是打不着了。他要是没有主动跟我讲，没有说他姓认识姓很多姓梁的，那些梁都住在哪里，我也会想说我就是那村子里的人。那这样子，原来他是远方的亲戚。哎呀，让人很高兴。后来我就是更被提醒，我后来因为主动的表达，原来我们不只是远方亲戚，我们还是属内的弟兄。因为他的积极，让我们怎么样能够相认，对不对？那我想，我们如果可以常常，我们也像那些陌生人，我们也有个热忱，我们主动的跟他们来建立关系，我们主动的伸出我们温暖的手，我们主动的向他们表达分享我们